Hello, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise Rhodes, your host. In fact, I should say welcome back to Traveling with Françoise, because we actually start at 11:05 a.m. every Sunday, going on our 17th year on the radio. Whoa. Yeah. All right. Joining me in the boardroom is Alex Zadorain. Am I getting pretty good at that?
You got it.
All right. Okay, good. Yeah. Alex is answering the phone. And you got it. What happened in there?
I don't know. It just decided to work with me this time.
Oh, it did? So we're trying to fade the music out, folks. Instead of just going, it just stops and then decides to come back on his own. So this has been like a mystery over here. In the first hour, I don't know, it was kind of weird. But this time, perfect.
Yay. Yeah, I know. It's a pat on the back moment.
Okay, folks. Well, today on the show, in the earlier portion of the show, we talked about what's going on, local events. We talked about polo out at the Empire Polo Club. We gave a pack of four-pack of tickets to the Riverside County Fair and Date Festival away, admission tickets. We're going to be doing that in this hour as well as some other prizes as we move on into the travel segment of the show. Yes, we talk about all sorts of things connected with travel in this part, about a little bit about the industry news. We're going to talk to Kim Daniel out at the Borrego Springs Resort and Spa. We're going to see what's going on out there. And, yeah, they have a beautiful spa, in case you didn't know. Yeah, definitely. Great, only 90 minutes away, so a great little escape to go on out there and hang out, play some golf, and all sorts of things. So we'll talk about that. Let's see. We also want to let everybody know that there's a new episode of Traveling with Françoise out this week. It starts this Thursday at noon on Fox 11. It is a sequel to our first Cuisines Around the World show. In fact, wow, now all of a sudden the restaurants have noticed this, and I have two restaurants that already want to be part of a third one, but it's just kind of a specialty show. It's not a restaurant show. It's a show to where it talks about foods that you can find here in the Coachella Valley that you're going to find when you travel to these destinations. So it's a mix of finding out about the destination and finding out about the history of the food and then seeing the food. So on this episode coming up, we cover Mediterranean, Japanese, and Irish.
Ooh, a good combination.
Yeah, completely all different. They're all completely different. And the foods, I have to tell you, when you see these dishes and you see how spoiled I am when we do these shows about cuisines around the world. Yes. Anyway, lots of fun. I really enjoy doing it. So, again, that show episode starts this Thursday at noon on Fox 11. It also plays at Friday morning on 5:30. And you can catch it on Mondays at 5:30. But the new show is not back from the closed captioning yet. So it won't be happening on Monday. All right. So we have all that to talk about. I was not on KSQ yesterday morning. I was out at the golf tournament instead, going on here, the PGA event going on here in the Coachella Valley. I will be on next Saturday morning. I'm not sure where yet either. I haven't decided where we're going to go, what we're going to talk about. I also want to give you a heads up about the Mount Rushmore trip that we're going on in May 4th through 7th, 3 nights and 4 days. It is $995 per person. ACT Tours, they do all the bookings. I don't have anything with that. There's no way I could do it correctly for you. I don't have the time. So ACT takes care of all of that. My job is to go along and be a hostess of some sort and make sure that we all end up at the same place at the same time. So, okay.
Yeah, getting there at the same time is a little bit important.
Yeah, right. And we have one full day of tours, which I'm going to be with you all down that. And the following day, you can go do what you want. And there's some side tours we can take as well. So all that information is on travelingwithfrancoise.com. Use that site. Go there for all sorts of things. I have the contest page. So many things on that. And soon we will have a new page for Artifacts and Arts Across America, the new nonprofit that I am in the process of establishing right as we speak. So the reason for this is to educate all of us on the fascinating small towns across America and the blueprint they have left for America's inventiveness and artistically as well. So I'm really excited about that because there's all these great places. I was thinking the other day, they just pop up into my head, Alex, the Titan Missile Museum. Have you ever been out there?
No.
Going to Tucson. It is fascinating. There's one of the last missiles without, of course, the components to explode in there in this silo underground, and you can see the whole thing. You go underground to the command center. It's fascinating. And I would love to do a show about that. And also there is the boneyards for the airlines.
Mm-hmm.
These huge, big graveyards for all these airlines that what they do, the process they go through. I want to do a show on that. I mean, there's so many places I want to be able to show everyone. So I'm really excited about this. And hopefully, you know, everybody will understand and partake and help out a little bit. So that's the plan. We'll see. All right. So, anyway, okay, what else do we have going on? I had my notes kind of all over the place here like I always do. So I think, what are we going to do here? What do we want to talk about? Before we go to break, I want to make sure that you know I'm going to give away some tickets to see Sarge. Actually, it's three comedians, and that is going to be on February 24th. Pete Barbuti, Sarge, and Tony Russell. And that's an $80 value. We have those, and we're going to have a family four-pack for the Riverside County Fair and Date Festival as well to give away. So we have things to give away, lots of stuff to talk about in the world of travel. So I think with all that said, because of everything happening with the shutdowns, who's working, is travel safe, is it not safe, what's happening out there in the world, I think what we will do then, we will just step aside for our first break, kind of move along, get that out of the way, and then come back and talk about all things travel and give some stuff away. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I am Francoise Rhodes, your host, and Alex Z is in the boardroom. All right, this segment of the show is brought to you in part by the Cabot's Pueblo Museum. You can go to their website, cabotsmuseum.org. They're open Tuesday through Sunday, closed on Monday. Fascinating story about the history here of the Coachella Valley and York Cabot himself. So general admission is $13, and they have a special price for seniors and active military. But going over, the museum courtyard and outer buildings, trading post, and water gallery are free and open to the public during regular museum hours. The tour itself of the Cabot, of course, that's a little bit different, and it really is fascinating. So check it out. Cabot's Pueblo Museum. Go to their website, cabotsmuseum.org. All right. Shutdown alarms, travel, the alarms, the travel industry. Well, everybody has been certainly worried about all the TSA not being in place and whatnot. Very anxious people, especially over this three-day holiday weekend. The partial government shutdown, longest ever, has thinned the ranks of the federal workers who staff airport security lines. Some travelers have been braced for the worst. They say, though, the scene at most of the nation's airports have so far been marked more by concerned passengers showing up early than by missed flights. So they say longer lines are evident at some airports, but delays resulting from a rise in the federal security screeners calling in sick have been slight. So you know what I think it is, and I give a lot of props and credit to these workers. They love their job and they know how important their job is. And it's hard for them, as mad as they are at the government, if they can financially swing it, they're going in to do their jobs anyway.
Yeah, and one can't blame them. Like you mentioned, it's an important job.
Yeah, it's so important, and they know that, and they're just trying to make it through, and they're hoping that all this comes to an end because airport security is key, and so they go in, and we give them a lot of credit for that. In fact, if you're flying and anywhere where there's federal workers that you see are working, thank them. Thank them. Let them know that we appreciate that they're going in there, because a lot of them are just trying to figure out finances, where is money going to go? So it's a scary thing, but they're out there because they want try to keep everything as safe as possible here in the world. So I don't know, but it is a mess, but be prepared. Do give yourself a little bit of extra time just in case, because we never know. You could go in that one time where there's not as many people and the lines are going to be a lot slower. And in the midst of all this, Spirit Airlines is making Raleigh-Durham its newest destination. The fast-growing budget airline will debut at North Carolina Airport on May 2nd, launching seven different nonstop routes. So I noticed a lot of this in the airlines. There are a lot of airlines adding new destinations, new routes. I know JetBlue has a new route leaving Palm Springs to Boston coming up in February.
Really?
Yeah, around back here. So I don't know. I've been talking. I actually might go on that flight just for to, you know, the inaugural flight. So I don't know. But anyway, JetBlue is back in the Coachella Valley. So they have, like I say, their new flight. So check on your airlines. You never know. They're adding new flights all the time and removing some, but adding a lot more. All right. Also, in the cooling, they predict a cooling economy, but and growth of air travel in 2019. Global aviation growth in 2018 was quite large. It was increases in commercial airline passengers here by percentage. In America, 4.4% increase. In Europe, 5.8% increase. In Africa, 5.2% increase. In the Middle East, 2.8% increase. And in Asia Pacific, 9.6% increase. So total outbound of aviation growth to all these other areas is 5.9%. So there has been a huge growth in air travel in 2018. And that continues to be the case, even though right now there's a lot of travel cancellations, a lot of trip cancellations that have to do with federal workers who had planned trips and they're not going, and business trips. That has been huge. If there's any one part of travel, of the travel industry that is down in numbers, it is the business travel because of the federal workers.
Yeah, so, and that's a huge rise.
Yeah.
Huge rise.
Yeah, very huge. So if you're an agent that deals strictly with the business traveler and the federal government, things are a little tough for you right now. Otherwise, travel industry as a whole is doing fine, and they predict this year to be very big as well. All right, another industry news, the Louisville Airport renamed after Muhammad Ali. The board of the Louisville Regional Airport Authority voted on Wednesday to rename the airport after the city's most famous son. That's nice.
Yeah, and it's a long time coming.
Yes, definitely. So congratulations. Yeah, I like that. I thought that was a nice story. All right, government shutdown to cost Delta. We were just talking about that. $25 million in January. The setback is due to a reduction in travel by federal employees, as well as related losses, such as a cutback in leisure travel by federal workers who aren't receiving their pay. And 16% of Americans are canceling or planning to cancel a vacation, according to a survey, as, again, many of the respondents are government workers or contractors whose paychecks have been impacted by the shutdown. The Federal Aviation Administration says it has brought about 500 furloughed safety inspectors back to work and expects more to return next week, potentially easing strains on the aviation system amid the partial shutdown. Most of the FAA's 3,000 safety inspectors have been sidelined during the 22-day shutdown, but the agency is accelerating efforts to bring them back. So that is good news. I mean, they are trying out there, folks. They are really, really trying to keep things as normal as possible in this day and age. All right. And if you're wondering about the resort fees, well, they are getting really out of hand. But you can find out what a resort fee is going to be at this website called resortfeechecker.com. I was just reading a story about someone, a writer, a travel writer, who was charged a $30 resort fee for a spa amenity that he never used. For everything on the $30 he was charged, he didn't use and hadn't planned on using. So that's where you do have to wonder, we should be able to say, we're not using any of that, and why are you charging us for it?
Yeah, I think I had that happen at a resort in San Diego, mm-hmm. where we showed up, and then there were extra charges on it afterwards. And we were wondering why, and it's all these different amenities, and it's like, we're not going to be using that.
Exactly.
I mean, we're just here for a night, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, it gets a little bit ridiculous. I know, I understand that, you know, they have to pay and make sure that, you know, the employees are all accounted for and all that, but sometimes it's just a little bit too much.
Yeah, just put it in the fee of the hotel. Just put it in the fee of the room.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's what you're paying. This is what it's going to cost me to stay here for the night. Don't add it on at the end. But if you want to check now, resortfeechecker.com, they track the extra fees at more than 2,000 hotels in major cities and growing. So, again, check that out at resortfeechecker.com. All right. And what else is going on? Of course, Brexit, that is a big mess over there. A big mess. There is, of course, the possibility that Britain will leave the bloc on March 29th without a plan. France is spending $57 million to beef up security at airports and the Eurotunnel and hiring hundreds of of extras, people for officers. Portugal is doing the same. I mean, everybody is gearing up for what they don't know what is going to happen. So if you're over in Europe at this time, around March 29th, yeah, be prepared. Could be crazy over there. Okay. And people always talk to me about getting sick. But you know what? I'm saving that. I don't want to talk about that right now. What do you think about that? I'm going to save that and tell you about that in just a little bit. There's some other travel news I want to talk about. Cruise Lines International Association, CLIA, recently announced a historic global cruise industry commitment to reduce carbon emissions across the industry fleet by 40% from 2030. That's a good thing. And lately, there's been two people that have fell off cruise ships. What is up with this? One guy was climbing, couldn't lock himself out of the room, so he climbed over the railing to climb down into his room and fell overboard with his friends watching. And they picked him up, though. Luckily, they've got him. But they are banned from cruising forever, this whole group of people. And then another lady, they can't figure out if she jumped or pushed or what the story is on that one. But this has been happening a lot lately, and you never heard of this 10 years ago. I don't know. It's strange. But if you're on a cruise ship, don't be trying to climb into your room over the railing from somewhere else. Really?
Yeah, the ocean is not merciful.
Yeah, and what people don't think of, do you know that those huge blades that run the ship,
mm-hmm.
the suction that those things have? And if you don't get it, if the ship is going full bore, you, well, okay.
Yeah.
Let's not even go
there. They understand.
Yeah. Let's not go there. How about, instead, we give two tickets away to an evening of comedy at the Italian Heritage Club. This is going to be at Sun City Palm Desert on Sunday, February 24th. The performers are Pete Barbuti, Sarge, Tony Russell. It is $40 a ticket. This is an $80 value for you. I will have your tickets at will call. I'll email you the information. You call Alex right now at 760-440-8255. That's 760-440-8255. I laughed until I cried last year when I saw this show. So check it out. It is February 24th. So give us a call, and you have won two tickets to this event. 760-440-8255. All right. Also, here is some more travel. That's good English. Travel news. Oceania Cruises ordered 267,000 gross ton ships for delivery in 2022 and 2025. The 1,200 passenger ships, Allura class ships, will cost a combined $1.3 billion, as in billion, with a B. They better be nice.
A lot of money.
All right, and we talked about it here on the show. Carnival Cruise Line, they were increasing their fees for room service. Well, they have recently put that plan on hold right now. They want to rethink it because I'm sure the backlash that they had was quite immense. So they haven't done that yet. They're going to think about it. And Viking's 161-day cruise in 2021 will include stops in Hawaii for the first time. And you know how much this voyage is going to cost you? It is on a 930-passenger Viking Sun. It will visit 75 ports and overnight in 13 cities before arriving in London in April. It starts in 2020 and goes to 2021. For a mere, you can get it now for this rate, lock in your rate, of $59,995 per person.
It's not much.
Not much, no, for a cruise around the world. So, yeah. So if you want to lock that rate in and you leave on December 14th of next year, you might want to call Viking Cruises today and lock that number in. Only, yeah, $59,000. I'm sure that just let you put a deposit down. You don't have to pay the whole $59,000. All right, Norwegian Air debuts free long-haul Wi-Fi. Norwegian Air puts first Wi-Fi-equipped long-haul aircraft into service, becoming the first low-cost airline to offer free Wi-Fi on transatlantic flights. The carrier will offer a free basic Wi-Fi plan for web browsing, emailing, and texting, and a premium plan for $14.95 for 3 hours that enables streaming music, TV shows, and movies. So there you go. I tend to just want to look out the window the whole time I'm up there. I don't have any plans on working. And hotels, including Marriott, Holiday Inn, and Kimpton, are killing the tiny shampoo and conditioner bottles. I don't like using the big ones that everyone else uses. I like my own little ones.
Why would they do that?
They're doing that. They say they're going to put those large bottles that are wall-mounted and racks in 450 hotels and five brands. They are doing it. Why were they doing it? For they say that many families were looking for more toiletries in the room to allow everyone to properly wash their hair. I don't think so.
I mean, I get it, but they're also discriminating against us who want to take them home.
Yeah, right, that's part of what we pay for. I have a whole huge box full of all these things. Yeah, I don't like that. And frankly, I like all the individual containers for myself. I'm not one to want to use it, something I know 30 other people have used also.
Yeah, me too. But if it's locked in, I'm guessing it's just, you know, they just put it in their hand and then that's it.
I know. I don't know. Anyway, so for all of us who collect all these little bottles and half the time don't even do anything with them, they're great to donate, by the way, and put in gift baskets. Yeah. Oh, well, they're going to Marriott. They're cutting them out. We'll be right back. We're going to be talking to Kim Daniel at the Borrego Springs Resort and Spa. We'll be right back for more Traveling with Françoise. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You are listening to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise Rhodes, your host. This segment of the show is brought to you by Animal Samaritans. Yes, helping improve the lives of animals and people since 1978. They have a no-kill animal shelter for dogs and cats, pet adoptions, pet foster care, free animal-assisted therapy to disabled children, and so much more. You can go to their website, animalsamaritans.org, or give them a call at 760-343-3477. And I've been to their veterinarian clinic in Thousand Palms, and it is just amazing over there. All their clinics and stuff. They do a good job. Alex, do you have any pets?
Not right now.
Not right now? Okay. All right. Yeah. Pets are very time-consuming if you do it right.
Yeah, yeah, they are, and that's one of the reasons why we can't right now. We're waiting.
Yeah, you're both very busy going in all different directions, and it's not fair to the animal.
Exactly.
Not fair to the animal. All right, as we are waiting for Kim Daniel to call us from the Borrego Springs Resort and Spa, yes, out in Borrego Springs, so you can go to their website, BorregoSpringsResort.com. That is one of my go-to places when I want to get out of town, only 90 minutes away, out to Borrego Springs. Alex, have you been to Borrego Springs?
I've driven through it a few times, but never really stayed.
You've never stopped, and just have you been hiking or anything like that? No, just drive.
Just drive.
Okay.
But usually up to Julian, so.
Okay, you go that way through Julian. All right, so we need to get you to stop and check out the sculptures and do all the fun things over there. But I have been working with the Borrego Springs Resort and Spa going on probably 10 years now, and they are like a hidden jewel out there in Borrego Springs. There are 100 rooms, guest rooms there that they have, all with spectacular views, all with private terraces, so you can go sit outside, which is nice. A lot of places don't have that, and they have plenty of table and chairs out there, so you have your own little terrace, balcony, whatever you want to call it. And at night, you can hear the coyotes so loud sometimes, as if they're right next door. And I think they might be.
Yeah, I would imagine that you could hear them quite a bit out there.
Yeah, and you'll see when you're sitting in Arches having lunch or dinner, you will see all of a sudden out of nowhere, coyotes will run across the golf course.
Oh.
They're not fast, you know, they're just kind of jogging along and off they go. And there are a lot of animals out there that live in the mountains. Of course, the Anza Borrego State Park, it surrounds most of Borrego Springs. Borrego Springs, the community, will not grow any larger. It has only a certain amount of space for homes to be built and businesses. So that makes it, you know, keeps that small town charm intact out there in Borrego Springs. So at the resort, they have the Arches Restaurant, they have the Pro Shop, they have 18 holes of golf, they have a spa over there. They do an incredible job at the spa. I go out there and try to sneak in a few spa treatments, a Spa Serenity, and all of that you can get with your packages there over at the Borrego Springs Resort and Spa. You can go to their website, BorregoSpringsResort.com. So I don't want you to miss this because they're off the beaten path, and sometimes people think, oh, I don't know where to stay, and you wouldn't just see the Borrego Springs Resort. You have to find it off of Tilting Tea Drive. But once you go in there, it's a little oasis right there. They have their pools, their beautiful big pools, and the jacuzzis, and really, really nice out there. And they have these rooms that are, they're like suites because they have their own little living room and then a little kitchenette right in the middle, and then the bedrooms and very comfortable beds over there. They have very, very comfortable beds and a fitness center and tennis courts. So you have everything. I mean, it's a getaway from here, only 90 minutes away.
Yeah, and It's a very calm area. Like, the times that I've driven by, it mm-hmm. looks very quiet. It's nice. And
yeah, and they have, yeah. But they have all the statues all over out there. Ricardo Bracida, they're fun to go. You have to stop at the Welcome Center and check it out. They have, like I say, the Anza Borrego State Park Visitor Center. They have hiking and biking trails everywhere. They also have Ocotillo Wells, where all the ATVers go. Mm-hmm. And they're out there in full fashion now because of the weather. This is their time of the year. In fact, they also have some big Jeep conventions that go out there that take up that whole, it's hilarious. These guys are wearing helmets and gloves and all this sort of stuff, and they're going up and down these little sand dunes. Yeah, but they're in their Jeeps. Yeah. So it's a lot of fun out there in Borrego Springs. So if you haven't been, definitely go on out there. And when you do go out there, stay at the Borrego Springs Resort and Spa. Again, their website is BorregoSpringsResortAndSpa.com. Check it out. Tell them I told you all about it. And I promise you will have a great time. Everybody that has been out there, they have had a fantastic time. All right. Now, with that said, I have a 4-pack of passes for the Dave Festival to give away. Yes, admission passes for 4. This would be a $44 value. And give us a call at 760-440-825. I almost gave you my phone number. I don't want you to call my phone number. 760-440-8255. That is 440-8255 for a family 4-pack of admission passes to the Date Festival and Fair that is happening in February, the 15th through the 24th. Again, this will be a $44 value for you. You cannot have won in the last 30 days, and I will mail these tickets out to you. So it's going to be a lot of fun. All right, what else is happening in the world of travel? Ooh, you might want to go whale watching. Did you see that video out there about the gal, the scientist that was out there swimming with the largest blue whale that they know of? She did look pregnant. She was gigantic. It was gorgeous, though. I mean, and the whale just the big, not a whale, he was a shark, a great white shark. I'm sorry. I'm just in my mind, I'm seeing this picture, a great white shark, gigantic this shark was, and looked as calm as could be with that scientist swimming around her, and they thought she looked pregnant, but they said she's fairly old. They have a name for her, but that video is millions of views now. It's really something. So anyway, I don't think you're going to see that great white shark, but you'll probably be seeing some whales if you go whale watching with Dana Wharf Sport Fishing and Whale Watching out of Dana Point. They do a great job. They go out daily. I post a lot of their videos on Traveling with Francoise. My Facebook page, I send them over there. So again, check it out. And they also have trips for fishermen. So if you have someone in the family who loves to go fishing, sport fishing, you can sign up through there. So, all right. Definitely. Dana Wharf, sport fishing, and whale watching. All right. Do we have a winner?
We do, and it is Paul Calderon out of Indio. Unfortunately, he couldn't stay on because he is a little bit busy at work.
Oh.
So he is listening, but okay. Just wanted to give him a little shout-out and congratulate him.
Okay, and that is Paul again, you said?
Yep, Paul out of Indio.
Okay, Paul, well, congratulations. You won that family 4-pack to the Date Festival. Like I say, once you get the tickets, folks, you can use them however you want. You can go 4 times. You can go you and 3 other people or go twice with someone. I don't know, however you want to do it. And I'll be giving more of those away as well. Okay, in other travel news, we are going to Mount Rushmore on May 4th. I told you about that. I will be the hostess of that trip. We leave from Palm Springs. It is $9.95 per person. We're going to see historic sites of Rapid City, South Dakota, including the Back Hills and Crazy Horse Monument. It's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait to go. I've never been there, so I'm really excited about it. Daily breakfast is included. The Marriott Fairfield Inn and Suites will be staying, so that's 3 nights and 4 days. And again, we fly from a United from Palm Springs to South Dakota on the Super Saver, which includes taxes, hotel fees, and so much more. And we will also be going to the historic area of Deadwood where Calamity Jane, and was it Billy the Kid were there? I know Calamity Jane for sure. Anyway, I have my book. I'll have to get all my information straight by the time that we go. And then there's the trip to amazing Spain and Tangier, Morocco, which is happening with ACT Tours in March 24th through April 2nd. That is $29.95, includes airfare. That is $2,995. Includes airfare to Madrid, Barcelona, Malaga, and Costa del Sol, Tangier. So this will be an amazing trip as well. You can sign up for that. They also have Splendors of Ancient Egypt, and that is a 10-day trip in April 25th through May 4th. That is $24.95, includes round trip air. So you might want to. The ACT has a ton of things going on. They have their Easter Island trip plus Santiago, Chile. That happens in July. So go to their website, act-tours.com. Check out all the trips that they have coming up in 2019. I'm sure you will see one or two that you're probably going to want to go on, if not all of them. I know they have their New York Theater Tour. They took how many people last year? I don't know. 140 people or something on their New York Theater Tour. That's in April, 7 days, April 22nd through the 28th. $1,995 per person. So check that one out. All right. On that note, I guess Kim was sidelined over at the resort, so we haven't heard from her yet. So we're going to step aside for just a moment. When we come back, then I'll pick up the story about the travel bug. You might want to hear about that. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Francoise. Basically, welcome as we're going to be winding up our two-hour show. It starts at 11 and ends at 1. So, but we do have a lot more news. We have about 10 minutes now to tell you about some other things going on in the world of travel. And I didn't want to bring this up earlier because it's a rather long story, but it was a news release, and it catches my eye. You know, things like this catch my eye, and at first I think, but people talk about this a lot. They talk about the travel bug. And where are they more likely to get these travel bugs? Now, Jack and I sailed around on a sailboat for 10 years, and we spent a lot of time in Mexico. And I have to tell you, I never got sick until I got home. I am one that if I see a lot of people eating off a street vendor's booth and stuff, I'll go for it. I mean, I figure everybody's not going to get sick. I mean, if people were going to, regular locals were eating off of it, that, and they're going back, there must be something good about it.
Yeah, and you know, that's one of the things where it can look a little bit scary, but it's so good, and it usually doesn't do anything to you.
It's like fair food, frankly. All the fried food over there can be kind of scary, but it's so good. Yeah. So anyway, I am one that is willing to, I'm willing to try. Now, if I see, you can eyeball some stuff and say, that's been there a while. I don't think I'm going to try it. You see that at the store at a deli counter. You'll see some of those salads and stuff, and you'll go, I don't think maybe I'm going to be the first one that wants one of those because it just hasn't been touched. But anyway, all right, let's just move, because I like my store too. All right, which countries are you most likely to catch a travel bug from? All right, Kenya, malaria, typhoid, and traveler's diarrhea are just a few of the diseases found in Kenya. It's known as the riskiest country to travel to, with the highest insurance claim out of the 12 riskiest countries. So Kenya, and actually Kenya is becoming popular. India is becoming very popular. We had Lee Goodsell on the show, a couple weeks ago. India is notoriously known for Delhi belly due to contamination of food and drinks, as well as poor sanitation. Diseases like typhoid are prevalent, which is, like I say, India is becoming very, very popular. Thailand is a very popular place to travel to right now. I just know a couple people that, several actually this year that went to Thailand. They say Thailand is considered as a high-risk country due to the number of people who suffer from traveler's diarrhea. They say Thailand has also seen very expensive average claim costs, making them the fourth expensive country for claims. And we're talking about illness claims. Some people buy insurance when they travel, in case they get sick and they have to come home or whatever, or from doctors, they have different kind of medical insurance as well. Peru, as well as the home to Machu Picchu and the Andes, Peru is the riskiest of all of South America, and is a hotbed for diseases such as typhoid and dengue. I think I'm saying that wrong. Dengue. Compared to many other countries, though, it has a low number of annual visits, but is one to watch. So Indonesia is also on that hot list for the travel bug. So Indonesia is one that has hepatitis A is one of the illnesses to be aware of. And how are these bugs transmitted? Well, food is, of course, the main source of illnesses that 20 to 40% of the travelers will get. Whether it's unclean, undercooked, or unwashed, be wary of what you're eating abroad. They say poor sanitation also is a big part of it. where there's a lack of clean water, open sewers, and toilets are hotbeds for bacteria and parasites to thrive. Steer clear of tap water and ice in your drink to avoid disease in these risky nations. So the ice, I'm a real ice person, so I like ice. But a lot of times when you go to these a little bit more Americanized restaurants and whatnot, you don't normally have that problem. I think a lot of it is just you being conscious of your surroundings. And if you're going with a tour, that's a whole different story because they usually keep you out of that kind of environment. Mm-hmm. It's when you're traveling on your own that you tend to be a little bit more liberal.
Yeah, you get a little bit too... You put your guard down.
Right, you do. Yeah. You become a little complacent. You start talking to the locals, and you're enjoying yourself so much that you just want to be part of it all, which mm-hmm. I completely understand. I think that's a great way to travel as well, experience. But once in a while, when your inner brain is telling you, you might want to stay away from that, that is the time that you just say, no, thank you, and move on. And even if you hurt someone's feelings, so be it. But you have to take care of yourself first. Mm-hmm. The World Health Organization estimates that the mosquito is the deadliest animal alive, resulting in over 1 million deaths every year. So it says travelers should equip themselves with maps showing danger zones for malaria and to stay away from those areas. So they have those. And for me, mosquitoes love me. I have no idea why, but I had a mosquito issue, and I haven't told this story in a long time, but I'll tell it now. Out in Indio, we know where Trilogy is, the golf course out there. Mm-hmm. I used to play in this golf tournament every summer. It was a summer league that I would go play in. It was men and women. We would just all play together. And we were out there one day playing out by Trilogy. I think it probably was at Trilogy. And our foursome, all of a sudden, we were mobbed. I mean, a swarm of mosquitoes came out of nowhere. And me and Larry, this fellow named Larry, who happens to live where I live, and we ran into each other after we moved in there. A couple of years later, I found out that he lived there. We were covered in bites to where we were bleeding.
Ow.
Bleeding. The other guys, there was two guys in another cart, nothing. Nothing. And we were all in the same foursome. So go figure. But in Jamaica, the mosquitoes would eat me alive. Jack, nothing. He says it's because he likes garlic. I like garlic, but not that much garlic. But anyway, nothing. They wouldn't even touch him. He would sleep on top of the covers. I would be under the covers in Jamaica wearing like a long shift just so I had something over me with the blankets over me. And the mosquitoes still bit me, whatever you want to say. They did it. So I don't know. Some people are just attract mosquitoes more than others. I don't know. So be careful. If you attract mosquitoes, be careful when you travel and make sure you take all the necessary items to cover, slather yourself in with, because that's how you're going to get sickness. But we don't really have a lot of mosquitoes per se out here compared to some areas.
Yeah, I think they're more so in the East Valley than
because of the agriculture.
Here. Yeah, the agriculture and then a lot of wet areas that aren't taken care of.
Yeah.
But I remember, because I used to play at Trilogy all the time as well.
Yeah.
And I knew there were some spots that did have quite a few mosquitoes.
It was terrible. I mean, it was the worst. I was miserable for three. I think I even had to go get a shot, an allergy shot, because it was so bad. But yeah. And Trilogy, great out there. So anyway. All right, that's my mosquito story. So the point is, be aware when you're traveling and you know that the area could be, you know, likely a hotbed for mosquitoes, take some medication, take some, a rub with you, something, an ointment to put on you. All right. All right, so now let's talk about some good news. Let's forget about the mosquitoes. How about Travel and Leisure's 50 best places to travel in 2019? How about that list?
I like it.
You like that list a little bit better? the food contamination, but it's a reality. I get people ask me all the time or say, oh, I won't eat when I travel there, but I want to go there. So that's why I brought that up. All right. In North America, the most popular places are the Adirondacks, to say that word, because it doesn't look like how it's spelled. Adirondacks in New York, Houston, Texas, New York City, Florida Keys, Montecito, California, Jackson, Wyoming, the Grand Canyon National Park, Georgia, Los Cabos, Mexico, San Cristobal de las Casas, Mexico, Toronto, Canada, Alberta, Canada, Puerto Rico, and the Grenadines. So those are the top places by Travel and Leisure to travel in North America. In South America, it is Costa Rica, Chile, Panama City, Panama, Guatemala, Santiago, Chile, Africa, Rwanda, Tunisia, Namibia, Egypt, Nairobi, Kenya. It's on the list. We just talked about Kenya. And the Seychelles. In the Middle East, Israel, Oman, Singapore, Cambodia, Andaman Islands, Hoi An, Vietnam, Uttarakhand, India, and Malaysia. Those are those. So all these places are Travel and Leisure's 50 best places to travel in 2019. In Europe, it is Berlin, Germany, Helsinki, Finland, Hungary, Ischia, Italy, been there, Cambridge, England, Monterey, Italy, Scotland, Prague, Alsace, France, Armenia, Portugal, and Turquoise Coast in Turkey. Now, doesn't that name sound beautiful?
It sounds amazing. And just the name makes you want to go
just
there.
The name, Turquoise Coast. You can close your eyes and just see, just know what you're going to be seeing. And Oceania, South Island, New Zealand, Brisbane, Australia, and North Territory, Australia. So there you have it. If you have any one of those places you are planning to go to in 2019, you are right there going to one of the best 50 places to travel to. So that is a really good list, a lot of them. And the top list of U.S. destinations that consumers are most interested in traveling to right here in the U.S., and that would be Hawaii is number one, Alaska number two, California number three. We are third on the list, so that's not too bad. Florida number four, Louisiana five, Colorado, New York, Arizona, Montana, and number 10 is Washington, D.C. And if you are a solo traveler, the top five U.S. destinations for solo travelers are Alaska comes in at five, then New York, then Hawaii. Number two is California. And number one is Florida. There you go. And the top international destinations by regions include number five, Eastern Europe, number four, Canada, number three, Mexico, number two, Western Europe, and number one, the Caribbean. So there you have it. And if you are a solo traveler, the number one most interested spot that solo travelers want to go in the world is Western Europe is number one, and the Caribbean is number two. So there you have it. We are filled in. Next week on the show, what are we doing? All right, we're going to find out about Mama's House and what they are up to over there. And then in the Travel Hour, we have a lot more travel news to talk about. We'll give some prizes away. Go to the website, Traveling with Francoise, to the contest page. We're going to have a bunch of new prizes on there. Check my Facebook page, Traveling with Francoise, for free prizes there as well. Don't forget to watch our television show on Thursday at noon on Fox 11, a new show this week. And so much going on. Lots of things, so check out that website. Have a great week, everyone. Congratulations to our winners. Thanks so much, Alex. And remember, it's never too late to get a life. See you next time.